Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Aaron is with us for War of the Roses today. And a little different. Aaron thinks his girlfriend Layla is cheating on him. Why do you think so, Aaron?
She's a pharmaceutical rep. So, I mean, I understand that she has to take clients out and she has to go, you know, out to dinner with guys that she's trying to get business from. But she's been going out an awful lot lately and a bit vague about who she's out with and why it's taking so long. And you just kind of get that feeling sometimes.
So yeah. She wasn't going out as much as she is now, maybe?
Yeah. It seems to be a bit excessive lately. And the more I ask her about it, you know, like she used to tell me, oh, it's this such and such person and this such and such guy and he's a pain in the butt, blah, blah. And now it's, oh, it was nobody. It was fine. It was good. You know, it was very vague now. Very vague. So, yeah.
So I want to ask this before we really get into this war. How long have you guys been together?
Gosh, 4.5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're together for a long time. Now, Aaron, if we go down this path, is there a certain guy you think that she may be cheating on you with?
No, I don't know who it is. That's kind of what
I get that.
Well, we're going to call your girlfriend, Layla. We'll see who she sends the man package to. It's going to be very important to hear what she puts on the note, okay?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you.
Hi, this is Layla. Can I help you?
Hi, Layla. You're just the person I'm looking for. This is Nicole with Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Well, hopefully I can make your day even better. I have your name and number here as our Insta tag contest winner. So congratulations. I have a $125 man package for you to send free of charge to the guy in your life. And there is some cigars in there, a bottle of bourbon, and we can get his favorite jersey in there as well. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send him to?
Listen, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but I'm in the business too. I'm in sales, so I'm not trying to buy anything. What's the catch here?
Layla, there is no catch. We just ask that you tag us in a picture of the package whenever that person gets it.
And that's it? You sure?
Yep. It's an Insta tag contest. Somebody tagged you in our post, and now we want to return the favor, give you a package, and have you tag us.
Okay.
All right. And who would this package be going to, Layla?
I don't want to send it to Dave, but let's send it to Christopher.
All right. To Christopher. And Dave's not going to get jealous. Is Dave a boyfriend?
No. Dave's just a client.
Okay. And Christopher, and what would you like to put on Christopher's note? I have a note that goes with the package as well.
Let's put, thanks for everything with a smiley face.
Okay. And Layla, I do just want to remind you that this is a romantic package. Would a romantic card be appropriate?
I guess if it's free, it's free. I mean, you know, nothing overboard. And then can you add looking forward to working with you more?
Sure.
Looking like, what kind of work are you doing with Christopher or even Dave? Apparently, you have to decide between which.
Layla, that's your boyfriend, Aaron. He's been on the phone the whole time, and you're on War of the Roses.
How are you not sending this to me? That should be going to me. They even told you it was a romantic thing.
Don't overreact. Like, this was something that was free, and he's a very important client who makes the spending decisions, and it was a free thing. It's not like I had put a lot of thought into it.
So, Layla, this is strictly a business work thing, even though Loren just told you that it's going to be a romantic note.
Yeah.
Again, but it was free. Like, I just needed to say thank you for all the business.
Well, you can't send me something for free? I mean, how does that not work? I mean, if they tell you, honey, it's romantic.
Okay, again, this guy works for a giant company and is the top spending decision maker. So, naturally, I have to treat this account with a little more hands-on approach than...
That's my concern. How hands-on are you getting? I mean, I can't get my... How hands-on is how things becoming?
Okay.
Or, like, literally hands-on?
You know what, Aaron? Like, I'm so tired of this. Like, you're so super possessive, and you don't trust me. You need to understand what I do for a living. I am not crossing the line, with the exception of a little bit of flirting, and all that means is a little bit of convincing. Like, I'm done. Like, I can't deal with the jealousy anymore.
But you used to give me all that. You used to say, oh, this is such and such, that guy, he's such a... jerk, blah, blah, you know, and lately that's not how it's been.
Everybody to their corner. So, Layla, you're saying the reason that you haven't been forthcoming about where you've been going is because Aaron has been so jealous in the past?
Exactly, because every time I give him a little bit of detail, the conversations get longer and longer. They get less about how our day is and what we're going to do to have fun this weekend and more about, like, well, who is this guy?
It sounds like you can't trust each other.
Yeah.
So
maybe this is best.
Maybe it is for the best. But at least, Aaron, you can look at the bright side. She says she's not cheating, and I believe her.
Yeah, thanks.